Lesson 2. Heavenly Father has a plan for me. Introduction for the teacher.
To prepare yourself spiritually to teach this lesson, please ponder the following. We lived with Heavenly Father as spirits before we were born. Heavenly Father prepared a plan that allows us to come to earth and receive physical bodies in order to become like Him and return to His presence. This is made possible through the atonement of Jesus Christ and our obedience. Jesus Christ was chosen to be our Savior. See Abraham chapter 3, verses 24 through 27, and the third article of faith.
Preparation.
Mark page 98 in the manual so that you can turn to it easily.
Teaching tip. Prepare pictures, illustrations, and other materials before nursery begins. This will allow you to focus your attention on the children. Learning activities.
Begin with a gathering activity. For ideas, see page 3 of the manual. Prayer. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Sing a story. Use I Am a Child of God, Children's Songbook pages 2 through 3, to teach the children some basic details about the plan of salvation. The following outline is a suggestion. Tell the children that we all lived with Heavenly Father before we were born. Sing or say the following and invite children to join you. I am a child of God, and He has sent me here. Tell the children that Heavenly Father has a plan for us. He told us we would come to earth to live. We were so happy that we shouted for joy. Invite the children to say, "Hooray!" Show the picture of a family on page 14. Tell the children that we came to earth to live with a family who loves us. Invite the children to cross their arms and hug themselves. Sing or say, "Has given me an earthly home with parents kind and dear."
Teaching tip. To engage the children and help them focus on the lesson, gather them close around you. If possible, kneel or sit so that you can look into their eyes. Hold the pictures close to them.
Tell the children that while we are on earth, Heavenly Father wants us to be happy and follow His commandments. Sing or say, "Lead me, guide me, walk beside me, help me find the way." Show the picture of Jesus Christ on page 98. Tell the children that Heavenly Father chose Jesus Christ to help us return to Him. Explain that because of Jesus, we can live with Heavenly Father and with our families forever if we keep the commandments. Sing or say, "Teach me all that I must do to live with Him someday." Sing the entire song, showing the pictures as you sing. "I am a child of God, and He has sent me here, has given me an earthly home."
Show the picture of the family on page 14.
"With parents kind and dear. Lead me, guide me, walk beside me, help me find the way. Teach me all that I must do."
Show the picture of Jesus on page 98.
"To live with Him someday."
Teaching tip. Use only church-produced resources in the nursery class. See Teaching No Greater Call, page 105. If you need more for the children to do, choose other stories, games, puppets, or coloring activities from the nursery manual or from church magazines. You can use these activities as often as you'd like, and you can teach a lesson 2 or 3 weeks in a row.
Conclusion. Share your testimony of Heavenly Father's plan for us. Prayer. Invite a child to give the closing prayer.
Optional activities.
Preparation. For the bag game. Copy and cut out the illustrations on page 15. Each illustration depicts a different part of the plan of salvation. Bring something to hide the illustrations in, such as a small bag or cloth. For the coloring activity, copy page 15 for each child. Cut out the illustrations and the word strip. Bring string or yarn and tape to make mobiles for the children.
Teaching tip. Optional activities are provided for you to add to your lesson if desired. If the supplies needed are not available to you, you may substitute similar supplies.
Bag game. Put the illustrations in the bag. Have a child choose a picture from the bag. Read or sing the caption, and have the children repeat or sing the words with you. Repeat until each child who wants a turn has had one. Coloring. Let the children color a copy of the illustrations on page 15, and let them take them home to show their parents what they learned in nursery. If you have time, use the string or yarn and tape to make mobiles for the children, as shown in the diagram on page 13.
Teaching tip. While the children are coloring, review the principles taught in the lesson. Point out details in the pictures and explain to the children what they are coloring. Read the words on the illustration to them.